Today I'm going to be speaking on the subject of persecutions, trials, temptations, and our reactions to such things that would come our way. Jesus says, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which was before you." And then again, when Jesus was talking to his listeners, he says, "Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." And then he goes on to tell his listeners, "When they persecute you in this city, flee to another. They shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sakes. Remember the words that I said to you, the servant is no greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they shall persecute you." And then he tells his listeners, "When they bring you into the synagogues and to magistrates and powers, take no thought how or what thing you shall answer or what you shall say, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. God will not desert you in your times of persecution. God, the Holy Ghost, will be there to teach you what you ought to say, how you ought to speak, to give you the proper answer, the answer that God would have you give them. Oh, isn't it a comfort to know that God will never leave you in the hour of your persecution, your trials, your temptations, when people speak evil of you for the sake of Christ? Take good courage, because they persecuted him, they're going to persecute you." Paul knew about persecution and suffering and afflictions. Paul says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 14, "Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not." He says, "Being reviled, we blessed. Being persecuted, we suffered it." Peter says, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations." That word manifold means many temptations. "That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Think it not strange," Peter said, "concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God." Can you imagine that? We are admonished to rejoice and be exceedingly glad when we go through temptations, persecutions, afflictions, and many other things that the world would put us through. You recall the story of Paul's conversion in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts? You remember how that he was knocked down by a bright light and told to go into the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. And after that, the Lord appeared to Ananias and said, Ananias. Ananias replied, I am here, Lord. I'd like for you to notice the difference between Ananias' reply and that of Paul. Ananias knew his shepherd. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of another they will not follow. Ananias knew that the voice that called his name was the good shepherd's voice. On the other hand, when the Lord called Paul by his name, Paul didn't recognize the voice. In fact, Paul says, who are you, Lord? Paul knew it was the Lord. He just didn't know which Lord. Ananias knew it was the Lord, and he knew which Lord it was. Ananias didn't have to say, who are you, Lord? Ananias knew for certain that this was the Christ of the cross. The Lord told Ananias to go down to the street called Straight and inquire about a man named Saul that's in the house of Judah, the Saul from Tarsus. God knew all about Paul, knew where he was, knew where he was from, knew his name. The Lord told Ananias, I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Ananias was not told to tell Paul all that he would suffer. In fact, Jesus didn't say that he would tell Paul all the things that he would suffer. I don't believe Paul knew that he would go through all of the trials, temptations, and through all of the persecutions that he went through. The Lord said, I'm going to show him. When you show somebody something, it's quite different than telling them. To show something to a person, you and the person that's doing the showing have to be present at the thing he's going to show you. When Paul's eyes was open and he was filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't believe he knew that he was going to be in prison more frequent, be beaten 5 times by the Jews. I don't think he knew that he would be beaten with the rods 3 times or stoned and left for dead. I don't believe he would know that he would be shipwrecked 3 times and spend many days and nights in the open ocean in a terrible storm, in perils of his own countrymen, among false brethren. I don't believe that Paul realized all of these things. When he received his sight, Paul suffered for Christ. He did. Paul gives a conclusion to his suffering. Paul says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Paul knew intimately what it was like to suffer for Christ's sake. In today's preaching, we hear little about suffering. Those apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ spoke often of sufferings and afflictions. They reminded their listeners that Jesus Christ had suffered for them, had given his life blood for them. So don't think it strange when suffering comes your way. You have not suffered unto blood yet. Suffering is going to be a part of your life. When Jesus would give an invitation to those that would follow him, it was more like a warning than an invitation. He says, if any man will come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me. The cross speaks of suffering. The cross speaks of destitution. Friend, don't let the devil get you down by these temptations, these afflictions. Take root in the Word. Grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, and you will find that God will be there to strengthen you.